One of the most entertaining art shows in New York right now features a cello made out of little tiny televisions, a robot who poops beans, and a family of robots, Mama, Papa, and Baby Robot, all made out of old TVs. These are sculptures by the artist Nam June Paik. They are weird and funny and prescient. Paik was making these media sculptures in the 1960s and 70s when video recording was new. He was really the pioneer artist at seriously embracing electronics in his work. But keeping all those old electronics working is an uphill battle, and right now the fight is in the hands of just one guy. Studio 360's Shruthi Pinnamaneni has our story.
Let's start with a piano. A very complicated piano that needed fixing.
It's called Untitled, but we informally refer to it as piano. It's a player piano with 16 CRT monitors piled on top of it.
The monitors stream video, and the piano plays music.
It plays jazz show tunes really loud.
Glenn Wharton is a new media conservator. This piano by Nam June Paik was one of his first assignments when he got a job at the Museum of Modern Art. Those old monitors on the piece, they're from the 1980s, and they're actually an integral part of the work, meaning you can't just swap them out when they're broken. Wharton had to replace a part called the cathode ray tube, but nobody makes it anymore, and even if they did,
all of the television repairmen are dying, and the new generation of even technical people may not know how to repair an early television set.
Wharton did manage to restore a piano. It took him 2 years, and he needed help. He researched, he made phone calls, he asked around, until he found the one guy he was looking for.
I'm looking for some connector.
C.T. Louie is looking for one little connector in his giant workshop, a five-story building filled, and I mean all the way to the ceiling filled, with dusty monitors, projectors, recorders.
Oh,
you should start a museum.
I am.
You are?
Yeah, but not in this country. I don't think people really appreciate old equipment that much.
Where do they appreciate old equipment?
Taiwan or China or Asia. People here, they'd rather see a painting or jewelry, equipment that is, you know, they don't appreciate it. They want a new one.
Louis, he's 73 years old with a big, toothless smile. He's been fixing video equipment in New York since 1965. He stockpiles all this old gear for the parts, like the cathode ray tubes that he used to fix that piano.
So C.T. Louie sourced a couple of monitors for us, brought them in, and he altered the tubes in the same way that Nam June Paik would have done.
All right, let's talk here. I'll give you a chair to sit down.
Louis lives on the top floor of his workshop. He fixes artwork worth tons of money in his kitchen, in his bedroom, all over the place.
So your workspace seems to have expanded up into your apartment.
Well, this way I could do it at night peacefully.
His family left China when he was young, and he grew up near an American military base in Taiwan.
What happened is, in Taiwan, there's a lot of GI, military people, personnel. They didn't know Taiwan had no TV, so every family bring their washing machine and TV set, and they found out there's no TV, they can't watch.
Oh, so they brought their TVs, but there was nothing...
Nothing
to watch.
So they all donated to our TV school.
You had a TV school.
Yeah, we learn TV. But we can't watch a picture, so we watch snow. Pretending there's a TV.
In fact, the first time Louis would actually watch TV, a real broadcast, was when he was 20 years old on a ship headed for America. A few years later, he opened CTL Electronics. He married an American woman, had a daughter.
I think he had me connecting wires for him. You had me soldering.
Jennifer Louie manages her father's workshop now. She's with him every day. Back when she was 5 years old and soldering for him, that's about when the artist, Nam June Paik, showed up at their door. Paik was making electronic music and art, and he wanted to work with video technology. Hardly anyone was doing that. He had bought one of the first portable video recorders on the market, a Sony Portapak. He wanted to make art with it, but he couldn't get it to work right.
He brought a camera to my place. I look at it. picture looks horrible. So I did some adjustment. Oh, ever since then, she's in love.
In love. For the next 4 decades, Paik hung out at Louis' store. He got help with all the video sculptures he was making, modifying TV sets into everything from fishbowls to robots. He would bring friends and steered lots of business to Louis.
Before he died for a long time, he just come visit me every weekend, just holding a bottle of soda.
He died in 2006.
You know, when Nanjum was alive, he helped my dad in his business. And now that Nanjum has passed away, it's almost like making him alive again.
Basically, I am keeping his work alive. I'm keeping him alive in a way.
In the early days of new media art, and maybe even now, it was hard for artists to imagine that the latest technology would become obsolete so quickly.
We are racing against the clock. We're trying to map out scenarios by technology, and we're trying to move very fast on that because one day the equipment may be there on the shelf and the next day it's gone.
Back in his apartment, sitting in his kitchen, Louis is fixing a piece by Robert Rauschenberg. It's a painted windmill that spins when a person comes close.
Some of the, like the motion detector here, they don't make the parts anymore, so we have to substitute with the new parts.
Because this is art conservation, Louis's every fix is photographed. Every repair decision has to be approved by the artwork's owner. And museum curators now shoot videos of him working as a guide for the conservators who will have to fix these artworks 20, maybe 50 years from now. But the museums and galleries that entrust him with so much, Louis himself doesn't actually spend much time in those places, though he does visit now and then.
But then you know what he ends up doing is when he goes to the show, he starts to look at them really closely to make sure everything's working properly. And then he starts going behind the piece and he might get in trouble.
Which makes sense, right? I mean, a Rauschenberg windmill is cool, but that old motion detector, you just don't see stuff like that anymore. For Studio 360, I'm Shruti Pinnamaneni.
The Namjoon Paik exhibit, Becoming Robot, is up at the Asia Society in New York until early January.